a dog bite.
Okay. Animal, what do you call the male of a herd of cattle?
You call him a bull.
Are there any terms that are were usually not used in the presence of women?
Well, they call him a male.
In front of a woman?
In front of women, they call him a male.
Okay, and how about the bull do you use just between male farmers?
Yeah, you'd be talking about the bull.
Okay. What kind of animals do you keep for milk usually?
You keep cows.
Okay. And the ones that you drive carts with?
Oxen.
Okay. Or?
Or a steer, you want.
Or another animal. Is oxen the same thing as mule?
Well, it's oxen is just that's just a plain word for a steer. Only he's a heavier body than a steer.
I see oxen just what, a general kind of term?
He's just a general kind of term as what I class as an overgrown steer. He's a big, heavy bodied animal that can do a lot of hard pulling and pulling heavy stuff.
So you might say you don't have one oxen, but
a team of oxen.
Or would team be more common than pair?
Pair, well, they generally call it an oxen. They call them a pair, but any other term for any other animal would be called as a team.
Okay. What do you call the little ones there when they're first born?
Calves.
Okay. And if you had a cow by the name of Daisy expecting a calf, you'd say Daisy is going to
have a calf.
Okay. And years ago, what do you call a male horse?
Well, now a male horse that hasn't been trimmed up in the same horse as a bull. Why, he's a stud.
Are there any terms that would only be used by women or in the presence of women?
Well, you just call him a horse.
Okay.
In the presence of women.
Now, how about just between farmers, between men?
You'd be talking about a stud.
Okay. Is the word stallion ever used? Is that
stallion.
Okay. Is that a common term?
Well, in lots of phrases, it is.
Okay. But I just wondered if that was a common term just to refer to something as being a male. You
might, well, no.
You'd say a stud rather than
a stallion. A stallion is a smaller animal than a regular horse.
Mm-hmm.
And they're male or female bulls in that stallion.
Mm-hmm. But now if you've got more than one horse, you've got two.
You've got a team.
Okay, or two.
I got two horses.
Okay, and the female horse is called a?
A mare. No, let me correct something I have just made. You're right on a stallion.
Mm-hmm.
A stallion is, if you'd be talking in the presence of women, instead of calling them a stud, you'd call them a stallion.
Ah, okay, so that would be a polite term.
That'd be a polite term, referring to a stallion, to a stud. In place to women, of course.
I see. Okay. You might get on a horse and what? And
gallop with him or ride him.
Okay. And yesterday you?
I rode a horse yesterday.
And many times you have?
I have rode a horse many
times.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. If you couldn't stay on a horse, you'd say, I fell.
I fell off the horse.
A little child who went to sleep in bed and found himself on the floor in the morning said, I must have
fallen out of the floor out of bed.
Okay.
I fell out of bed.
The things that you put on a horse's feet to protect them from the road.
Shoes.
Okay, or a laundry thing. Say, I've got to go to the store.